Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Here he is, Jeff Bannister. The man has joined us with his gratitude T-shirt on. Always having a message for us. Love that. But he is here to lead your Texas Rangers into the 2018 season. And he joins us now on the home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. And a good morning to you, sir. Good afternoon or morning.
Nice shades.
Thanks, dude.
I like that.
Appreciate it. You look good as well. You're definitely in shape.
What are we working?
A little bit of a beard here.
Yeah.
I let it get a little longer than usual.
Yeah, a little longer. Usually just kind of scruffy, but now we're full blown now. Huh?
Yeah, you know, turn 40. Feel like I got to let the beard totally come
in. That's a good point.
So how about you? How's your off season been?
Well, off season was good. Got an opportunity to kind of refresh and reintroduce myself to my family, and let them know that, you know, I really do exist. It's not just on television or on a cell phone. So we got to spend a little time together, and then it was time for Karen to kick me out of the house and tell me to go back to work. So it's been fun. Spring training's been great. Great vibe in the clubhouse and on the field. Really good group of guys in that clubhouse right now.
I was wondering how exciting, tough it is. I saw the other day on social media your son hit a walk-off home run, I think, for his high school team, and how exciting that is for you to see it and get it, you know, sent, I think, from your wife, but then also to not see it.
Yeah, see, that's a jealousy I have against every other guy that have those 9-to-5 jobs, and they're always at home, and there's so much that we miss, Mike, that but technology it affords us an opportunity to see it. There was a great article. It wasn't in the paper. It was in a blog, and it was about a guy that gave a speech to his high school team, and his dad kind of wrote about it, and it was about the people who weren't in the stands at his high school baseball games, and it was a kick in the stomach, really, when you think about it. But, you know, the opportunity to see it, to listen to it, to get to talk to him on the phone, it was a joy for him to experience something like that with his teammates. It's incredible, because those, you don't always get those moments. Not everybody gets to share those moments or be part of it. And so, I was proud, kind of disappointed at the same time didn't get to go down and slap high fives with him, but there'll be another time.
We have Ranger news we have to ask you about. Willie Calhoun is being assigned to Round Rock as of today.
Yes.
What goes into that? I know it's one of the names that we didn't know if he was going to be on the team or not, but it's one of the young, exciting names for Ranger fans.
Yeah, Willie's going to help us win championships along the way at some point. And he's really good hitter, really good young hitter. Love what we think he's going to be on the offensive side of the game in the batter's box. This is sport essentially played two ways. You got to play defense also. He's been a second baseman. He's been moved to the outfield. He's learned to play the outfield. There are things that we feel like that he needs to be better at, learn more, have more time, log in time and experience in the outfield. Now, how long that takes, obviously that's up to the skill set of Willie, and he's been working hard at it all spring. Delaying the time that this guy is an everyday big leaguer is not denying that opportunity. What we're doing is you know, really taking one of those 20-second timeout and say, okay, we want a really, really good player. We want a guy that's going to grow into being a great player. And so to do that, we need to help him log in time and put some time in on the defensive side and be a player that helps us win championships.
besides your stud guys, who's a guy you can say has been a pleasant surprise or doing really well? I'm not Cole Hamels, Adrian Beltre. I know those guys are great, but somebody like, man, he came and he's really having a good spring.
Right. Well, so one of the guys that we sent out today, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, a young guy that multi-position player, kind of converted infielder, catcher, one of those hybrid 2018 players that you see athletic that come along and has been able to play multiple positions but really do it well. And we know that this is a guy that has an opportunity to hit. But he's extremely athletic, and so he opened up a ton of eyes. Destin Hood, outfielders with Miami a little bit last year, that right-handed hitter has shown some power, ability to hit. He plays a little bit of first base, but plays in the outfield. He's been a pleasant surprise for us. The Toksi kid, the Rule 5 kid, has really moved up the ranks, if you will, and a lot of things that as far as a defender – look, this guy is as good as we've seen as far as how he reacts to the ball, glides the ball. The only ball I've seen get behind him is it went over the fence and nothing else. And it doesn't look like he's running hard or fast, but just glides. And he's been somewhat of a surprise to us in the batter's box. Just, you know, the instinctually of what he's been able to do. Now, obviously, he's not a lot of power there, but he's shown the ability to recognize situations. Off the mound, look, we sent a kid out, Taylor Scott, today that we got in a trade for Jeffress. Hitters just do not see the ball off of him. It's really hard running life into the right-handers away from the left-handers and a sharp slider, swing and miss slider. So, you know, those are some of the guys that kind of on the periphery that names that aren't everyday names for you, but yet, you know, they moved up the ranks with the coaching staff and the scouts.
It's the Jeff Banister Show here on The Fan. He'll join us Wednesdays at 12:20 again.
Once
the regular season starts.
Whenever you guys want to take a bite of it, I'm
all right. Banny's going to be with us daily at noon throughout the baseball. So some of those lesser known guys having good springs. Do you think it's fair to say baseball is a meritocracy?
Well, I love to think that baseball is a meritocracy.
Okay, given that concept, Mike and I came up with a great idea.
You're going to love this.
Check this out. We're watching the game yesterday. We're sitting right there on the first baseline, and number 80 at second base, Lopes, is making some plays, right? He got a hit. He's making all the plays in the field. Here's our idea. You get to camp, and you rank the players, or you and JD rank the players. Adrian Beltre wears number 1. He's the safest. Elvis wears 2. Gallo, Cole wear 3. Whatever.
I see where you're going. I see where you're going.
When you do good, you pull one of the numbers off,
Velcro,
and the number
numbers
comes down. When you do something bad, the number goes up. At the end of spring training, 25 made it.
Yeah, that's why I like you so much. You come up with all these harebrained ideas that they're never going to work.
I just don't.
I came up with it because I was like, man, 67. As soon as you report to spring training, you have a pretty good idea where you stand. And I was like, what if you got it ripped off? Like, you're down at number 61. You had a good 2 innings today.
You know what, Mike? Let me tell you something. Here's the deal. So when I got called up in 1991, I walk into the clubhouse there in Three River Stadium, and you know, my jersey was sitting there in the locker, hanging in the locker like they always all do, and right next to Bonds, and I think Bonilla was on the other side. And so I'm like, wow. You know. And then I realize, yeah, the locker's probably been empty all year long, and it's going to be empty again in a few days. It just stuck me where nobody was going to, you know, I wasn't going to bother anybody. And then I went over checking out my jersey and everything like that, and I noticed that that my name wasn't even sewn on.
Oh.
It was kind of ironed on. And I went to the clubhouse manager, Hooley, and I said, hey, Hooley, look, there's – my name's coming off. He said, yeah, kid, don't worry about it. You're not going to be here long enough for us to sew it on.
So, wow.
You know that whole Velcro stuff?
Yeah.
No, I'm not in on that.
Did bring up good memories for you? It's the Jeff Ben.
We'll find a different way to do it.
Yeah.
We'll make it digital. It'll be fine.
You know, one guy that would have definitely made a strong ascension up that ranking a couple of years ago was Matt Bush, and he had a really funny line yesterday. He's glad to be going back to something he knows how to do.
Yeah, that's he kind of told me the same thing, too. Look, throughout the whole process, you know, we're constantly looking for guys that are going to go out there and be able to start for us and manage the game and be, you know, those beasts that you want to start the game for you. And we love everything that Matt does, and we wanted to give him an opportunity. And reality is that as everything kind of went along, we knew kind of on the outside of it that we had a really good reliever, a guy that is a shutdown, can be a shutdown reliever, in the comfort zone of what it looked like and for him, as well as us, and where the need is for us. Even though we need starters, you know, we came to the scouts and front office and coaching staff that what's best for us and this team and for Matt is to go out and give us. I mean, he's so valuable to us in some of those bridge type situations in today's game, to where, you know, we need to be able to shut offenses down in the sixth and in the seventh, not just in the ninth.
So this T-shirt here, is this just a one-off T-shirt, or is this part of a message? Gratitude? I like that. Did Willie Calhoun show gratitude for getting sent down?
Oh,
too soon. Yeah, I always do this. What the hell, man?
What a weird way to end.
You know what? There's I love, you know, I know you guys have probably heard or seen the One Texas T-shirt and the message on the back. But, no, there are try to, you know, live my life. Every single day, especially in that clubhouse, is an opportunity to give messages. Look, we get to do this. We forget that we get to do this, and we forget sometimes that not everybody gets to do this, and that we're afforded the opportunity to do it because of people who sit in the stands, our families, and we need to be able to always remember that. And so, hopefully. You know, everybody takes a look at it, but it's not just our players, it's just a little bit of everybody. I mean, there's just, if we can just show a little gratitude to everybody, how great a place would it really be? I mean, to understand that everything that we do is an opportunity to respond in the appropriate manner.
To keep everything fresh, I know a few years ago it was a free throw contest.
Right.
Is there anything this year that you guys have done to kind of just keep the days rolling until you get to the real games?
Well, I mean, there's listen, we haven't broke out the free throw contest yet this year. We've got kind of a situation plan that there'll be a one-day kind of little pick'em turning, if you will, to winner take all. We're trying to figure out what the bounty's going to be on it. But I think more than anything else, Mike, it was, you know, let's, you know, commit ourselves to the work that we need the fundamentals and logging in the time on the field. Not that we didn't do that in the past. However, there comes a time to create some discipline on the routine. And so that was our commitment. The freshness of it all is that these guys have come in with a great attitude. We've allowed guys that needed a day to have a day. Kind of that's to refresh. We've put in what we call the a mental reset Monday, where we brought in guys later. I know that there's teams out there that went, they brought their guys in later each day, but there is an element to getting into the grind also. But we've got some things planned for them along the way.
Diekman won the tight pants competition yesterday. Ooh, did you notice? Did you notice that those looked comfortable?
Yeah,
uncomfortable.
He's filling them out a lot better than he did last year. So.
Yeah, that's a fair point. That's very fair. Is that what it was? It was just last year's pants.
I just think the man's probably be about 20 pounds. I'm not sure, 20 or 30 pounds heavier. Just a guy that went through, walking on burning coals all year last year, and you know, probably for a number of years in his lifetime of just, going through ulcerative colitis and just, you know, going through the surgeries and the road to recovery and just he's able to eat and work out. Look, this is a huge athletic man who I think when he ordered the uniform before, this is how he envisioned it fitting.
Okay. All right.
There he is. Jeff Bannister, thank you so much once again for your time. It's great to see you.
And it's great seeing you guys in person and not just through the telephone line, but glad to see that you're doing the cycling still. And
yeah, hey.
Kicking butt at it.
Get one of those Pelotons, man.
You know what? My daughter keeps bugging me about one of them.
They're good. No,
nobody has sent one to my house yet.
So. Soon, I'm sure. Thanks, Banny.
All right, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.